a big topic in South Africa, and I know it's a big driving force for the governing party at the moment, is land expropriation without compensation. The Premier of Gauteng said he's going to make sure that Gauteng leads the way when it comes to expropriating land without compensation. Firstly, I think many of us don't understand exactly how it will happen. But secondly, you're in Gauteng. What is your take on it?
Well, I don't even think that they understand. What do they mean themselves? What do you mean when you say expropriating land without compensation? Which land are you going to expropriate? If I have a house and it's bonded, are you then going to say the land on which that house is built on is going to be expropriated without compensation? What do you mean? So it's one of those things that we've already raised. Now, I know when I met with the Premier and I met with MEC Uhuru, one of the things that we agreed on is making government-owned land, first of all, available. And that is able to be developed. And then we're able to then develop that and hand people houses and their title and title deeds to that same piece of land. Because then you
government
are
government land.
Yes. Yeah. And they're also talking about land where there is no use or people are not using it optimally. Now,
yes,
you have pieces of land around Gauteng where it has been abandoned for years and years on end. And nothing is really happening there. So if there is land that is being used, then, you know, it's fine because it's used. If it's not being used, then it's one of those land that also now people need to go into negotiations with. But I can tell you from our own party perspective, we have never agreed, and I don't think we'll ever agree to a wide definition of expropriation without compensation, without actually unpacking what we mean, especially when you're talking about land that, you know, people have paid for. You know, if I've paid for a piece of land that I own where I've built my house, I need compensation for that.
There is no way that you're just going to come and take it. It's never going to happen that way. I from the start suspected what you just said now is probably how it's going to roll out. But I think they withhold certain of those definitions and explanations from us for, you know, to get a bit of a political reaction. That's cool. How I feel about it. Because the way you just put it now makes sense in my head. Expanses of land not used, government land. Sometimes they make it sound like they're going to come expropriate people's properties without compensation. And then other opposition parties jump onto that train and then stir it up even a bit more.
Well, there is confusion because the EFF says compensate without, or expropriate without compensation and
yes,
let government own all government land.
Which is the supersized version.
Yeah. And the ANC on the other end is saying, well, let's look at, you know, the options that are available. Mm. So we are saying let people own land in their own personal right. Now, and we're putting that in practice. I can tell you right now, we took two reports to council recently, mm, where we are saying there's big plots that we have recently acquired, and we are now going to convert those into stands for people who are coming from informal settlements, who are going to be for the first time owners of the land in their own personal capacity. What
which
better?
Which is fair, right? And reasonable.
Isn't that when you're talking about ensuring that you capacitate people and you're actually giving people dignity and pride? There's nothing that gives you dignity and pride than owning something in your own right.
They won't take people's owned land and properties away from them necessarily, and you will fight for that cause, will you? If it ever gets that ridiculous and bizarre.
Well, we have to. We have to. We have to ensure that at the end of the day, people are owners in their own personal right, Martin. And I've just given an example.
Sure.
What happens? Solim Simanga is buying a house and paying for a bond on a monthly basis. Now, are you saying I'm paying for the bricks and the cement and not the land that property is on?
Of course not. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the show. Please come back again soon. Executive Mayor of Tshwane, Mr. Solim Simanga. Lots of questions that came in this morning. We'll see if we can engage the mayor on answering some of those, maybe on a quick live Facebook session. One last thing. Would you please come and join us for the Jacaranda FM Spring Walk this year? Would you? Come walk with us.
We'll do it.
Come, Apps, thank you so much. He's going to be there. The announcement of the date that you'll be walking with the mayor in the beautiful Pretoria coming up tomorrow. Thank you, Ms.
It's time to get up. Wake up. with Martin Bester.
In the morning, hands up, feel the bass.
I can't wait for you to say, you're freaking awesome. I can't stand you.